Amtrak says ridership is substantially off this year due to COVID-19, but the passenger rail system says many of its trains are operating with health precautions during this holiday travel period. From member station WUWM, Chuck Quirnbach reports.
Amtrak says nationally its ridership is down to about 20% of normal. The number of trains has been reduced and passenger capacity has been limited. Amtrak spokesperson Mark Magliari says providing information about the system's holiday operations does not contradict health warnings to stay home this Thanksgiving.
We are not promoting travel. We are simply operating the service as safely as we can for those people who really need the travel.
Magliari says Amtrak is cleaning its trains more frequently and requiring passengers or those waiting inside a station to wear a mask unless they are eating or drinking or in a private room. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
Nursing homes across the country say they need more financial help from the federal government to survive the coronavirus pandemic, but Congress has been deadlocked for months over another round of relief funding. A survey of nursing homes by the American Healthcare Association finds nearly three-quarters of its members say they won't be able to survive for another year without government help. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.5%. This is NPR News.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up, the increase in people flying during the Thanksgiving holiday. Then hospitals are figuring out how to administer drugs that treat people with mild to moderate COVID symptoms. They're in short supply, and there's no guarantee the drugs work. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, 25 cents on every $100 purchase is what you'll pay in Denver after the city approved a sales tax to tackle climate change. But activists say that's just the start.
Our air quality and our carbon emissions are not great. I think a lot of people would like to see a city that reflects their values.
CPR Sam Brash reports in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. It is going to be lovely tomorrow with mostly sunny skies across the state. Chance of snow for Vail. This is CPR News.